Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne, and I'm calling. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. My name is Yvonne, and I'm calling. My name is Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you today?
I've left home, and I've left my receipt number.
You said what again?
I left my receipt number. I was trying to figure out the order that I had placed.
Oh, okay. Could you give me your zip code, sir?
It's 77503.
77503. Oh. 77, sir? And your name? Hello, sir? 77503. What is your name, sir?
Willie Hinkle. I got the receipt number. It's 2627 45. Let me.
Okay, I have
2627 8 6 8.
Okay, sir, let me try that. What is your last name, sir?
Hinkle.
Would you use George also as that name?
That's my middle name, yes.
Okay.
George Hinkle.
Because that's why I didn't see your name as Willie, and it's got the account is in George Hinkle. That's why I actually thought
correct.
It was a.
Yeah, my name is Willie George Hinkle, so I go by George.
Oh, okay. Just one moment, sir. Thank you for waiting also. Well, your account didn't exactly pull all the way up, but it's showing that on 11/22, you paid $7.95 for a Ninja knife set.
Right.
That $7.95 was used for shipping and handling. This was an exclusive sweepstakes order. So you got a membership. A voucher for $125, the membership, and let me put your name because I have your account. It's not letting me One minute, sir. Okay, could you verify your address, sir?
It's 502 East Amherst and Parkway. Parkway South, apartment 102.
Okay.
Pasadena, Texas.
Okay. Your account will be down in a moment. It came back as George Hinkle instead of Willie. So give me a few moments. The computer a little slow today.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, sir. I'm waiting for your account to come up. The computer is a little slow.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting. I'm still, okay, here we go. So, yeah, 11/22, the Ninja knife was in a sweepstakes. It was $7.95 for shipping and charging. It was declined, sir. Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Get another two-piece, though. That's all I was calling.
You say what again?
It was somebody else on the line.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me because I heard somebody else too. So I was just wondering if you were hearing me. So you did pay $7.95 for this Ninja knife set.
Hold on one second.
And it was declined, sir. And it was not shipped because it was in a sweepstakes. So you won't receive the Ninja's knife set because it's a sweepstakes. You won't. They have to let you know that you won the Ninja knife, sir. And at the top, it has kitchen aid, which also was declined. So only thing that survived, sir, was from the membership on the account. It's a HerbBot. It's the exercise videos. And that was given to you as a welcome gift for having the discount membership, the voucher, sir.
Well, that's not what I was doing. I was ordering a product. So if it was a sweepstakes, and it didn't say sweepstakes.
Yeah, that's what it was. So, well, I want to say, even though you did, sir, the Ninja knives were part of the sweepstakes, so you probably did know at that time. But the $7.95 was for the shipping and handling. In case they call, they could ship it to them. But also the sweepstakes, your account was open. Now, it is not showing that it was closed, canceled, or anything like that, sir?
Yeah, because it took it off my card, so it couldn't have been declined.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
So, what they need to do, if that's the case, they need to put it back on my card.
Yeah.
Because that's not what it was. It was saying what they need to do is put it back on my card, and because I did not sign up for no sweepstakes.
Well, that's part of the terms and condition, sir. How did you get into the sweepstakes? Did you go online or?
No, it was on Facebook, and they need to stop advertising on Facebook if that's because I'm from reporting.
Okay.
And what they need to do is put it back in my damn account.
Okay, sir, hold on. Would you like me to cancel the account also, sir?
Cancel it and then refund my money.
Okay, so your refund will be $7.95, sir, because everything else was declined shown on your on here.
Okay, well, that's fine. It needs to be put back in there.
Okay. Sure. One moment, sir. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And how long does it take for the refund to post?
3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay. After 5 bad days, I'm calling y'all back. If it's not there.
Okay, sir. Let's see if this went through.
Did you?
The red, okay, hold on just a moment, sir. I was going to say, I have to put it where it is approved at.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you need anything more from me besides counseling that?
I can give you, the confirmation number, sir. I can, let me give you, 2-6-2-7-4-5-8-4-9. It's a cancellation number where your $795 be refunded and the account will be closed, sir. You just need that to hold on to. You're very welcome. Let me do this one here.
All right, thank you.
You have a nice day, sir. Thank you very much.
You too.
Sir?
Ma'am?
Call you straight back.
Hello?
You said
what?
I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
I'm waiting on you to hang up.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I still have to cancel your account, sir. It's going to take a few moments. Hold on. Nothing was shipped, so. Okay, sir. Everything's taken care of. Your account's is closed. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Okay, so everything is closed. No refund. Oh, no, yes, it is. It is a refund. This is trying to get the right one. The refund is you'll receive that in 3 to 5 days, sir. Business days,
let me say that.
It'll go back to your account,
will
sir.
It go back to... All right, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.